Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹们。
What a joyful day it is for us to gather together as a church family.
今天真是很快乐的一天，因为我们教会大家庭又聚在一起了。
Can you believe that it is June 1st?
你能相信吗？现在已经是六月份了。
And I was told that 6 more months later is going to be Christmas.
在六个月之后就是圣诞节了。
And so I know summer season is approaching, and so the weather is going to get warmer.
所以我知道说，夏天来了，天气也要变得越来越热。
And I'm sure it's also a vacation season.
这也是大家休假的一个季节。
And I'm sure some of you already have plans for vacation.
我相信你们当中有一些人已经做好了休假的计划。
And so may the Lord bless you in this time that you get to spend with your family.
愿神祝福你陪伴家庭的这段时间。
Now, many of you are maybe familiar with the greatest basketball player of the 20th century, Michael Jordan.
你们当中很多人可能很熟悉，二十世纪最伟大的篮球运动员，迈克尔·乔丹。
Now, he didn't become great by accident.
他并不是成为这么伟大的一个运动员是处于偶然的。
Michael Jordan had to count the cost of becoming a professional athlete.
乔丹呢，他必须要来算计他成为一个运动员，一个伟大的运动员所要付出的代价。
And the cost was not simply paying professional athlete trainers.
这个代价呢，不光光是他要请职业的教练来训练他。
The cost includes the physical training that he had to endure.
这个代价呢，也包括他要进行的体力上的训练。
The injuries that he got.
他要受的那些伤。
The investment of his time to master his crafts and techniques.
他为了要掌握这一门技巧，要付出的那个时间。
While also balancing his life outside of his career.
他因为有这样一个职业，他必须要平衡生活和他的职业之间的做到这样一个平衡。
Now, maybe you're not aspiring to be a professional athlete.
也许呢，你并不想要成为一个职业的运动员。
You have tried sports such as swimming, soccer, or hockey recreationally.
也许呢，你业余的尝试过游泳啊，游泳，足球等等。
However, you did not want to make the commitment of becoming a professional.
但是呢，你并不想委身做一个职业的运动员。
Now, some of you are in the dance class on Tuesday mornings, right?
你们当中有一些人呢来参加我们周二早上的一个跳舞的一个活动。
And you go there not because you want to become a professional dancer.
你来参加这个舞蹈班呢，不是因为你要成为一个专业的舞蹈。
But you do that as an exercise, as an enjoyment.
你跳舞呢，是因为你喜欢或者你想做一点运动。
And so you approach those activities casually without making a serious commitment in rigorous training and discipline.
你从事这些运动呢，但是呢，你并不想要去进行严格的训练，并不想要委身。
And this kind of mentality can also be applied to music and many other areas of life.
这种态度呢，也可能运用在其他，比如说音乐啊，或者其他生活的其他方面。
Now, the reason why I bring up that illustration is because it leads me to ask you this question.
我讲这些的原因呢，是因为我要问你们这样一个问题。
How many of us treat our relationship with Jesus with that same casual mindset?
我们当中有多少人对待与耶稣基督的关系的态度也是这样随随便便的？
Now, when I was in university, I worked on an important project with a classmate.
当我在大学的时候呢，我和另外一个同学呢做一个很重要的项目。
And this young lady and I got to know each other.
我和这样一个女同学呢，我们就彼此就比较了解了。
And she was quite surprised to find out that I was a Christian.
当她知道我是一个基督徒的时候呢，她蛮吃惊的。
And afterwards, she told me that she kind of goes to church.
后来呢，她就告诉我说，她其实呢，她也是。去教会吧，算是去教会吧。
And she told me that she considers herself a quote unquote part-time Christian.
她说呢，她可以把她自己叫做一个兼职的基督徒。
And I'll never forget that statement from her.
我再也不会忘记她这样说。
Now, some of you may not have considered making a serious commitment to following Jesus.
你们当中有一些人可能并没有严肃地考虑委身跟随耶稣。
Or even perhaps right now you're still indecisive.
现在可能呢，你现在还犹豫不决。
And so maybe you decide to be quote unquote casual or part-time Christian.
也许你决定做一个所谓的兼职的基督徒。
However,
然而
Jesus will not allow anyone to make partial commitments and still be considered a follower.
主耶稣并不会认为不全心全意跟随他的人是他的跟随者，是他的门徒。
He does not allow us to be apathetic and disrespectful about following him.
他并不会允许我们三心二意的吊儿郎当的来跟随他。
He never gives anyone a third option to be on the fence.
他不会让我们有第三个选择，就是在跟随他和不跟随他之间有第三个选择。
Either we follow him wholeheartedly forever or we don't.
我们要不就是全心全意的跟随他，要不然就是根本不跟随他。
Either we are for Jesus or we are against Jesus.
我们要不然是跟随他，要不然就是抵挡他。
And that is the cost of discipleship.
这就是做门徒的代价。
Now, our Lord Jesus Christ called his people to fulfill the Great Commission.
主耶稣呼召他的子民实现大使命。
Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20 says, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
在马太福音28章19到20节，主耶稣说，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Now the main verb of this text is not go.
这一段话的主要的动词呢，并不是说去，
It is make disciples.
而是说使人成为我的使人成为门徒。
That is what we are called to do.
这就是我们被呼召要做的事情。
A disciple means a student or a learner.
一个门徒意思就是一个学生，一个跟随者。
And in the ancient world, being a disciple was supposed to convey the idea of a person following a teacher.
在古代说门徒这个表达的是一个人跟随一个老师这样一个。
And when we're talking about discipleship, it is the process of making a disciple become more like Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit.
当我们说到做门徒，我们的意思是使一个人越来越像，使一个门徒越来越像耶稣的这么一个过程。
And what you need to know is that disciple is not a program.
你要知道的是，做门徒并不是一个项目。
It is not merely a class or a curriculum.
不光是一个学习班或者是一个课程。
Now, there's nothing wrong with programs and or classes per se.
虽然学习班课程并没有什么错。
But discipleship is an intentional relationship.
但是门徒呢，应该是一种刻意的一种关系。
It is a long journey.
是一个长久的一个过程。
We walk alongside other disciples to encourage, to equip, and to challenge each other in love to grow towards spiritual maturity in Christ.
我们和其他的门徒一起的互相彼此的鼓励，彼此装备，彼此造就，甚至在爱里面彼此挑战，来一起的在主里面达成属灵的成长。
Now, the goal of discipleship is not completing a set of programs or classes if that were the end-all and be-all.
门徒做门徒的一个目的并不是说去完成一个项目或者完成一个学习班这就了了这就完了。
The true goal of discipleship is Christ-likeness.
真正的做门徒的标准真正的做门徒的目标是像耶稣。
And if you claim to be a follower of Jesus.
如果你宣称你自己是一个耶稣的跟随者，
then let me just remind you that you are supposed to grow in spiritual maturity.
让我来提醒你一下，就是你应该是要在属灵里面是不断成长的。
You are meant to be conformed more and more into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
你会越来越像我们的主耶稣。
And this kind of spiritual growth doesn't just happen overnight.
这种成长当然不是一夜之间的。
It takes time over the course of many years of walking with the Lord.
这需要很长时间与主同行。
However, as you grow, your love for God, your love for others, and your love for the Word, and your godly character should become more and more evident in your life.
当你这样然而当你这样成长的时候，当你在你的爱，你对神的爱，对其他人的爱和对神话语的爱越来越增长的时候，你的属神的敬虔的那个品格呢，就会越来越显示出来。
But Jesus never promised that discipleship will be easy.
但是耶稣并没有说做门徒是一件容易的事。
It is difficult.
是很困难的。
It is costly.
是代价高昂的。
Yet many will make excuses for why they're not committed to discipleship.
当然，有很多人会找出各式各样的理由来，借口来说他们为什么不想委身跟随。
And Jesus is going to explain to the crowd exactly what it would take to follow him.
主耶稣呢，马上就要对会众呢来解释他跟随他要做怎么样的代价。
Jesus says here in Luke chapter 14, verse 26, If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, own father, and mother, and wife, and children, and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
主耶稣在路加福音14章26节这样讲，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
Yeah, your immediate reaction might be this,Jesus, I thought you commanded us to love our neighbors as ourselves.
在这里大家的一个立刻的反应是，就说为什么主耶稣你是让我们爱人的？因为在翻译的时候，爱我胜过，有些翻译是翻译成恨恶，所以我们会问这样一个问题。
And so why are you telling us to hate?
那你为什么叫我们去恨别人呢？
Well, to understand Jesus' comment here, you need to understand the literary device and cultural expression that Jesus used.
你要明白真正耶稣的意思呢，你这里需要知道修辞的方法，以至于当时文化的一个习俗表达。
So first, he was using a comparative force.
首先呢，他是在用一个对比。
Jesus was basically comparing himself and the rest of the family members he listed.
主耶稣呢是把他自己和我们家庭的其他成员呢相对比。
And second, the word hate is indeed strong and it sounds negative.
其次呢，恨这个词呢确实是很强，而且呢是带一个负面的意思的。
However, it is not the hate that we understand in our culture.
然而呢，它的实际的意思并不是是今天我们理解的恨这个意思。
Hate was a cultural expression that meant to love less.
当他所表达的意思其实是爱的不爱胜过，或者是爱的少一点的意思。
Essentially, Jesus is forcing us to compare our love for him and our love for our family members.
其实呢，耶稣基督在这里呢，他是要我们去对比，我们把他对他的爱和我们对家人的爱做一个对比。
And so who do we love more?
所以他在问我们说，我们更爱哪一个，爱的多一点。
Jesus or family?
是耶稣呢，还是我们的家人？
Now if you think loving your family less is hard, then look again at what Jesus said.
如果你觉得爱家人要爱的少一点，很困难的话呢，就来看看耶稣接下去是怎么说，他是怎么说的。
After talking about family members, he says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate,Yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
耶稣是这样讲，人若要到我这里来，若不爱我胜过他自己的家庭成员，甚至他自己的生命，就不能做我的门徒。
Do you feel uncomfortable hearing that statement?
你听了这样的话，你觉不觉得很不舒服？
It is uncomfortable and even shocking because we are lovers of self and lovers of our own lives.
这句话听上去真的是让人不舒服，甚至震惊，因为我们爱我们自己，爱我们自己的生命。
Now your lives are important to you, and you have plans for your lives.
你的生命对你来说是很重要，而且你对你的生命是有计划的。
Again, Jesus is not telling us to hate our lives or even hate ourselves.
再说一下，主耶稣并不是要我们恨我们自己，恨我们自己的生命。
However, Jesus is challenging us to love him more than we love our own lives.
主耶稣是挑战我们说，要我们爱他胜过爱我们自己。
And the meaning behind what Jesus is saying is followed by verse 27.
主耶稣要表达的意思呢，在接下来的一节里面也有揭示。
Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
他说，凡不背着自己的十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
And what does that mean?
是什么意思呢？
It means that following Jesus could result in death.
他的意思是说，跟随耶稣可能会带来死，让你死。
In that historical context, when you see someone carrying a cross, it means death and execution.
当你在当时的背景之下呢，当你看到一个人背着一个十字架呢，你就知道那是死亡和处死的意思。
And if you love your life, then you would never consider loving and following Jesus.
如果你爱你的生命，你都不想要考虑说跟随耶稣的。
And that's because following Jesus could result in martyrdom.
因为跟随耶稣可能要你付出你生命的代价。
There was a story told by a missionary who spent his life in the jungles.
有一位传教士，他在丛林里面生活了很多年。这个故事，他讲过一个故事。
He has spent his life freezing in the Andes Mountains of South America.
他在南美的安第斯山脉里面住过很多年。
And he witnessed suffering.
他看过很多的痛苦。
He saw people die.
他也看过很多人死去。
And one of them was a young boy named Andrew Myman.
他看过死去的这些人当中有一个年轻的小孩子，叫做 Andrew Myman.
And Muslims shot Andrew 5 times in the stomach and left him on the sidewalk.
回教徒对这个 Andrew 呢射杀了他五次，然后呢让他倒在路旁边。
And before he died in a pool of blood, he cried this out.
当他在一滩血当中要死去的时候，他这样叫喊道。
He cried out, "I am so afraid, but I cannot deny Jesus Christ. Please don't kill me." But I will not deny him.
他说我很害怕，但是我不能不承认耶稣基督。不要杀我，但是我不能不承认他。
And right there, he died.
他就在那里死去了。
And here in Canada, some may be too afraid to reveal to others that they are believers, lest they get ridiculed or cancelled.
但是在这里，在加拿大，很多人可能害怕承认他是基督徒，因为他怕被人嘲笑，被人排挤，或被人抵制。
Brothers and sisters, what if one day a group of people threatens your life?
弟兄姊妹们，如果有一天有人来威胁你的性命
，and they interrogate you with this question, "Are you a Christian?"
他们把你抓去审问，问你这样一个问题：你是不是基督徒
？How would you respond in the face of persecution?
当你面对那样的迫害的时候，你会怎么样回应呢
？Will you boldly declare that you are a Christian and that you're willing to give up your life for Jesus?
你会不会大胆的、勇敢的承认说你是基督徒，并且愿意为耶稣而死
？Or will you deny him?
或者是你不承认他
？Jesus then gives two illustrations about counting the cost in verses 28 to 32.
主耶稣在接下来的经文二十八到三十二节给了两个故事来说明计算成本、计算代价的事情。
First, Jesus gives us a picture of a man who wants to build a tower in verses 28 to 30.
在第二十八到三十节，主耶稣给了一个故事，是说到一个人他想要建造一座楼。
And so in this parable, this man had a desire to build a tower.
在这个故事里面，这个人呢，他有一个愿望，要建成一座楼。
It is possibly a watchtower or a storage building.
这个楼可能是瞭望台或者是仓库。
But Jesus says that before he starts, this man needs to sit down and count the cost.
主耶稣说，这个人要建造这个楼，他首先呢，他应该坐下来计算成本，计算花费。
He needs to ask himself, do I actually have enough money to finish this tower?
他需要问他自己这个问题，就是说自己有没有足够的钱来完成这个楼的建造。
Now, why does he need to consider that question?
他为什么要考虑这个呢？
Here's the reason.
这里有一个理由。
If he starts the project,
如果他已经开始这个工程，
but he doesn't finish it,
但是呢，他不能完成，
it would bring shame to this man.
他会被别人笑话。
The community would mock him and laugh at him for not finishing what he started.
他的周围的人会笑话他，会嘲笑他，不能完成他自己开始做的事情。
But this man did not need to build the tower in the first place.
这个人其实并不需要盖这么一个楼。
I mean, look clearly in verse 28. It says he desired, had a desire to build a tower.
因为在第二十八节里面是说这个人想要造一个楼。
So it was a voluntary act.
这是一个自愿的一个行动。
Second, Jesus gives us a picture of a king who is planning to go to war against another nation in verses 31 to 32.
在三十一节和三十二节里面，主耶稣给了另外一个故事，是关于一个国王他要计划去打仗的。
Now, unlike the first illustration, this one is an involuntary act.
这一次呢，不像前面一个故事，这一次呢，是关于一个被动的行动的。
He's forced to face a battle that he did not choose.
他被迫呢去面临这样一个战斗。
His enemies are outnumbering him by 2 times the army.
他的敌人的兵力是他自己的两倍。
And so the king did not have control over the situation.
所以呢，这个国王呢，他对这个情况呢并没有控制，他也没办法。
However, he did have a choice in how to respond to the situation.
但是呢，怎么样来应对这样一个情况呢？他是有选择的。
And so in this circumstance, what does the king do?
那最后呢，他就需要看说，那这个国王应该做什么呢？
Well, he should sit down and consider these questions.
那他需要坐下来要考虑这些问题。
Can I actually win this fight?
我可不可以赢得这个战争？
Do I have any advantage?
我有没有什么胜算？
What are the logistics and strategies to possibly win this war?
我有哪些后勤的供应啊？策略上的条件可以使我赢得这个战斗。
And if the king realizes that he does not stand a chance, then it will be wise for him not to fight.
如果他这些问题下来以后，他发现说他没有机会赢，那最好是不要去战斗。
The king will be foolish for attempting to take on a stronger enemy when he is outnumbered.
如果他的兵力又没有别人的多，而且对方比自己强大，他要还要投入战斗呢，他就不是很明智了。
And so instead, he should send a peace delegation before the army gets too close.
在这种情况下呢，他应该派出代表去求和。
Now, here is the point that Jesus is making with these two illustrations.
主耶稣在这两个故事里面要说的重点是
，Everyone, all of us need to carefully consider and calculate the cost of following Jesus.
我们当中每一个人都需要仔细的来考虑、来计算跟随耶稣的代价。
Jesus did not want any emotionally driven followers.
主耶稣不需要一时感情冲动的
跟随者。He did not want any superficial followers.
他也不需要那种表面上的跟随者。
He did not want any self-seeking followers.
他不需要追逐私利的跟随者。
He did not want any temporary followers.
他不需要临时的跟随者。
He did not want any followers who made a commitment initially and then drops out halfway through the discipleship.
他也不需要那种一开始作为跟随者，但是后来就半路离开的。
Being a disciple is a lifelong commitment.
做耶稣的门徒是一个一生的尾声。
And if you're not committed to following Jesus, then listen to what Jesus says in verse 33.
如果你不尾声跟随他，就来看看主耶稣在路加福音十四章的三十三节是怎么说的。
So therefore, Jesus says, if any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple.
他说：“这样，你们无论什么人， 若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
See, Jesus is speaking to anyone who desires to follow him.
主耶稣说的是每一个想要跟随他的人。
If you want to follow Jesus and be his disciple, then you must renounce all.
如果你想要跟随耶稣，成为他的门徒，那你必须要放弃，要拒绝一切。
It is a total cost of all things.
这个代价就是所有的一切。
This involves holding loosely to the material things of this world.
这包括不去紧抓这个世界能给你的物质的财富。
This includes dying to yourself and or self-denial.
这也包括向自己死或者是自我否定。
Now, salvation is indeed a free gift.
我们知道救恩是我们白白得来的一个礼物。
It is freely offered to you by God's grace.
他白白地提供给我们是因着神的恩典。
And the right response is to receive this gift by faith alone.
正确的回应就是我们靠着信心接受这个礼物。
However, this free gift also came with the highest price.
然而这个白白得来的礼物是用了最高的代价换来的。
It cost the death of God the Son.
代价就是神的儿子的死。
That Jesus bore the full weight of our sin.
他承担了我们所有的罪。
He endured God's wrath.
他忍受了神的愤怒。
He gave his life so that we could be forgiven and be reconciled to God.
他舍了他的性命，以至于我们可以被饶恕，可以与神和好。
And through his resurrection, he secured eternal life to for all who would repent of their sins and trust in Jesus.
经因为他的复活。他为那些认罪并信靠他的人，保证了有一个永恒的生命。
But Christ did not hide the fact that following him would be difficult.
但是主耶稣没有隐瞒一个事实，那就是跟随他不是一件容易的事。
Now that is probably very hard to hear for many self-identified Christians living in North America.
这个话可能让很多生活在北美的自己认为是基督徒的人觉得很难理解，很难认同。
We live a life marked by comfort, security, and safety.
我们在这里过的生活是很舒适的，有保障的，而安全的。
It is not a very attractive message, and many people might find it hard to believe.
这样一个信息呢，很多人不爱听，甚至觉得难以置信。
It convicts our sins and confronts the idols of our hearts.
因为这个信息宣告我们的罪，并且直面我们心中的偶像。
Now, perhaps some of you think that following Christ is too hard, so why bother anyways?
那也许我们当中有一些人认为说，跟随耶稣是这么的困难，那还跟随他干什么？
Well, there's also the cost of not following Jesus.
不跟随耶稣也有一个代价。
And this cost can be summarized in 1 John chapter 5, verse 12.
这个代价是在约翰一书第五章十二节那里可以看到。
Whoever has the Son has life, but whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life.
人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
So the cost of not following Jesus is not having eternal life.
不跟随主耶稣的代价就是没有永恒的生命。
And if you do not have eternal life, then you are subject to eternal condemnation.
如果你没有永恒的生命，那你就要承担永恒的咒诅。
That's also the cost.
这也是代价。
So are you also willing to count the cost of not following Jesus?
你是不是也愿意来计算一下不跟随耶稣的代价？
And so Jesus gave us a rather simple message. Count the cost.
主耶稣给了我们一个简单的信息，就是要计算代价。
And so after listening to this message, is the Lord prompting you to count the cost and make a decision?
你听了这样一个信息以后，神有没有使你要来计算代价，来做一个决定？
Did you count the cost to follow Jesus this morning?
你有没有来计算一下跟随耶稣的代价？
And if so, will you continue to follow him for his sake?
如果是这样呢，你是不是继续的愿意为了他自己的缘故来跟随他？
You follow him not because he can fulfill your worldly desires.
你跟随他不是因为他可以满足你属世的愿望。
But you follow him because he is your Lord and Savior.
你跟随他是因为他是你的主救主，是你的主。
You desire to follow him because, no matter the cost, because he is worthy of all my praise.
你愿意跟随他，不管要付什么样的代价。
You follow him because he gave his life for me.
你跟随他是因为他把他的生命舍了，是为了你。
And so I desire to live for him.
那我愿意为他而活。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, I thank you for this passage.
天父，我感谢这一段的经文。
Jesus, thank you for giving us this instruction.
主耶稣，谢谢你给我们这样的信息。
And this instruction is not easy to swallow.
这个信息是不容易被接受、被理解的。
And we recognize now that discipleship is difficult.
我们现在知道了，做门徒是困难的。
That there is indeed a cost to it.
是有很高的代价的。
And if we have failed in this area, please forgive us.
如果我们在这一个领域里面没有成功，那求你来饶恕我们。
Oh Lord, please renew our hearts and our desires to follow you.
让重新来更新我们的心，更新我们的愿望，让我们愿意来跟随你。
Help us to not give up.
让我们愿意来弃绝。
Help us to persevere until the end.
让我们坚持下去，直到最后。
And we do this not by our own strength.
我们这样做不是因为我们不是靠着我们自己的力量。
But we do it by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们这样做是靠着圣灵的大能。
And that the Holy Spirit is continually renewing us and transforming us into the image of Jesus.
圣灵他继续的不停的把我们变换成主耶稣的形象。
So help us this day and forward, moving forward.
从今天就一直的来帮助我们。
And I pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉我主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.